For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back. We are just an hour today, 11:10 pregame. Joe Pott is over at Cardinals Nation. Go over there and say hi to him. He's at the desk right to the right of the bar, not having an adult beverage because he's on the air at 11:10. 12:05 is first pitch here on KMOX as the Cardinals take on the Red Sox. I'm constantly reminding people, Drew, that it is an early start. I just want people to know that. 1:15 is usually what we do on Sundays, 12:05. So get down there, get in there, and go see the Cardinals try to sweep the Red Sox. They haven't swept anyone yet this year, and they have missed out many opportunities on Sundays to do so. So we'll see what happens. In the meantime, at the PGA Championship, Xander Schauffele and Colin Morikawa with 2:35 tee times, both at 15 under. Dan Reardon was on the show right before Ollie Marmol and John Mozeliak. We have had all of them so far today. And he commented, you got to watch out for some of these guys that are a few strokes behind. Thigala's 14 under. Lowry, who shot a 62 yesterday, and DeChambeau and Hovland are all 13 under. Rose and McIntyre, 12 under. Burmester is 11 under. Then there's a whole slew of players at 10 under. Hodges, Thomas, Finau, English, and Ekrod, which I think Justin Thomas is the one to watch today. 10 under, playing in his hometown, home state. It's going to be fun. He goes at 135. They're going to be rooting him on like crazy. Jordan Spieth at 8 under. I don't see him making a run necessarily, but he'll have a nice day, I think. He's still going to be shy of the career slam, though. Brooks Koepka is on a tear right now, 3 under for the day. He's at 7 under. Big, big steep hill to climb. McIlroy will tee off at 12:45. He's 8 under. They're chasing, again, Schauffele and Morikawa at 15 under. The way they're scoring out on the course, you got to think those guys are going to get into the 20s here in red numbers. Really something. Joining us right now at 10:45 is a gentleman who was over at Valhalla for a brief time in his home state of Kentucky, and that is Chris Blair, the general manager of Worldwide Technology Raceway. How are you, pal?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's the first time I've phoned in all year that I wasn't at a racetrack watching it rain. So it's a pretty good day.
I know. We're going to get you at Indy next week. Are you cool with that? Can we track you down at the Indy 500?
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great one.
That is our tradition, as we pull you in a gasoline alley and hear all the whistles of traffic cops and everything else. Everybody moving people through there. It's certainly a huge, huge spectacle, as we know. And I want to talk about Indy in just a minute, but I want to ask you about NASCAR and kind of how the season is going. As we sit here 2 weeks away, I know that your main focus is to get the Enjoy Illinois 300, but how are you as a fan when it comes to this NASCAR season? What have you been paying most attention to?
Well, the best way to describe it is I'm confused because I don't know who to pick when we're going to the races. It's so competitive.
Yeah,
there's so many different winners. The guys, you'll think somebody's running away with it, and then you end up with a photo finish. It's the most competitive season that I ever remember. And the racing has really, really been excellent. The new car, especially on those mile-and-a-half tracks and bigger than a mile tracks, such as Worldwide Technology Raceway, it's been incredible. And there's a couple of drivers that you think are going to run away with it, and there's a lot of surprises popping up. So, and I think there's a lot of other guys who are knocking on the door who haven't had a win yet this year that you can see them making some big moves in the next couple of weeks. So it's anything can happen.
I'm with you. I think that Kyle Larson is, if he's not the greatest driver on the planet, he is in the photo. And I don't think there's any question that what he is accomplishing here, is trying to accomplish, is remarkable, driving in the Indianapolis 500. And he's been preparing for that. And Kevin Harvick stepped in and drove his car during practice. I thought that was cool. I've made no secret that Kevin Harvick is one of my all-time favorite drivers. What a fun story, and what a year this is for Larson.
Well, the thing about Kyle Larson, I've been watching him now for, since he was just a kid. And I always wondered what would he look like when he got to the next car. You know, I was always questioning, will he be good enough at the next level? And then you see him get in an IndyCar, and he goes out there first time ever in qualifying for an IndyCar race. It's the Indy 500. He qualifies sixth yesterday after having an engine expire on him and having to do an engine change. Didn't rattle him one bit, and he goes out there and is the number six qualifier. And it's untelling what may happen today as they go for the shootouts to see where he's going to start in the race. So, again, he proved he's probably the greatest of this generation and one of the greatest of all times. Absolutely incredible story.
It is amazing. Penske really ran away with that first day, didn't they, in qualifying?
Oh, man. Yeah, and you know, you've seen that before with Roger. That back in 1988, I think he swept the front row once before. But he, you know, the Brickyard is what Roger lives for. That's his ultimate goal, and his teams are just so good around that racetrack. And watching them all yesterday, the intensity of them pushing one another and the inner team challenging that they do is absolutely amazing. And yeah, that was some incredible speeds. Just the whole drama that's unfolding there at Indy, and then you've got Larson sneaking in there to get right in the middle of all those veterans. It's going to be an amazing race. Well, today the qualifying is going to be absolutely amazing for this next round, and then it's who knows what the race next week is going to be like. It should be incredible.
What's the reaction from the IndyCar community when Kyle Larson comes in and does his thing? Are they respectful? Are they in awe? Are they dismissive at all?
Well, to be honest with you, I think most everyone in the IndyCar community wants Kyle Larson to come over there and race all the time because he's so good and he brings so much attention. And it's really, it settles a lot of the arguments of for them that they can go ahead and challenge the guy that's being called the best of all time. They're able to go out there and go up against him. He's got the respect. I think anybody that's over there would love to have Kyle in their car, and he's proven it again. So it's one of the things all the rest of us are hoping there's a way we can find a way to get Kyle Larson in some of our races, because he needs to be doing this more than just the Indy 500.
It's awesome. The last two fan fests at Ballpark Village, he has been there signing autographs. I mean, you could just walk up, get in line, and get him to sign something. I mean, how cool is that to have Kyle Larson there? What do you have in store for FanFest coming up here on May 31st at Ballpark Village?
Well, the great news and the thing that everybody's asking about, we had the Holler Parade first year, and we didn't do it last year just because of some scheduling issues. But we're doing it again. This time it's going to move. It's going to be a lunchtime Friday activity. So all the NASCAR Cup Series haulers are going to parade through downtown St. Louis, pass by Ballpark Village so the fans can go down there to Ballpark Village and line up on the sidewalks and see all the rigs as they pass through town. We're going to have some race cars on display. A few drivers are going to be making appearances. So it should be a really, really fun afternoon leading into the big race weekend. And as it stands right now, I think Kyle Larson is going to be running dirt that weekend over at Tri-City Speedway. They're having a big dirt race, so if you can see Kyle race numerous times our race weekend, because he's an animal when it comes to racing. He's in races many times during the week as he possibly can, and that's one of the things everybody loves about him.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it really is. He either eats, he's like Kenny Wallace. He either eats, sleeps, or he's behind the wheel.
and the great thing about Kyle Larson that I'm seeing is he's doing more to bring the entire racing community together than anybody. The only guy I think even closer to that is Tony Stewart now that he's doing some drag racing. But he unites so many fan bases and gets them all involved with everything that's going on. He's really, really good for racing right now to bring it all back together and get everybody on the same page.
100%. So that's going to be happening, the Fan Fest on May 31st. Now, as someone who's partnered with you here, and I've been a brand ambassador for Worldwide Technology Raceway and its pursuit of NASCAR and now promotion of NASCAR, I do get asked, as this is year three, and the calls haven't come in yet, but as we start getting right up to race day, people are like, hey, do you know of any tickets? I'm like, I'm sorry, but it's out. They're gone. And it's happened now twice. How are you tracking? And what would you say to people who are waiting until the last minute?
We are tracking very, very well. Saturday is going to be even bigger than it was last year. Sunday is really doing well. There are tickets available, but again, I'm anticipating we are going to hit the sellout. I encourage everyone to get them now, get those tickets, get the best seats, because we're optimistic we're going to have a third straight sellout, because everybody is really excited about what's going on. I think what you're going to see too is when a lot of people realize that Kyle Larson is racing in 2 weeks at Worldwide Technology Raceway. They're going to be wanting to get some tickets, especially if he does something incredible over the course of the next few days. And so it's that opportunity to see some of the best drivers in the world, the best series in the world. It's right there at Worldwide Technology Raceway. And you know, get those NASCAR tickets. And, you know, the Bomarito 500 is coming up in August. So if you're an IndyCar fan, you need to get those good seats now while you can.
Yeah, that's a good point, too, is to get that ahead of time. And I get it to some extent. I mean, I understand why people sometimes take it down to the last minute. You know, they want to check weather or they want to see what else is going on. I mean, it's June 1st and 2nd. The odds are very good. The weather's going to be spectacular. You're talking about not only that, but you have music. And I think one of the things you hammered home last year was that the ticket actually buys you all of it. So it's all inclusive. You get concerts. You don't have to buy a separate ticket to go see Ludacris on Saturday or anything like that on Sunday. You buy one ticket and it gets you into all that stuff. Right, Chris?
Yeah, and we've added even more to this year's show. That's been one of our – we want to try to make this as more of a festival atmosphere as we possibly can. So we've added car shows into the mix on Saturday, multiple car shows taking place, all the music acts. There's just so many great things that are going on there. Then you have the activities inside the infield with the infield fan experience and the Gateway Garage. There's something to do for everybody. So it's really is an incredible show. And the JJK 5K on Thursday night, we're doing it a little bit earlier this year, doing it earlier in the week, doing a 6:30 start on that event. It's going to tie in with some of the kickoff parties that we're doing at the racetrack. So there's plenty of activities, lots to do. And we should encourage everybody to go to WWTRaceway.com to check out the schedule of everything that we have going on.
Yeah, let me read through it real quick for people. Now, we got a lot of people listening here, Chris, because the Battlehawks play in about 10 minutes is when they'll kick off. So a lot of people are parking their cars or tailgating right now. You folks need to get into the dome here shortly. The Cardinals play at 12:05 today. So I know we've got a lot of people trying to cram in downtown, and it'll be a great crowd at Busch Stadium. Those two combined, let's see, they'll probably have 35 or so at the Dome. They'll have about 35 or so, I would imagine, at Busch Stadium today. That's about how many you can fit 70 inside that entire place, right? With fans and campers and employees and everything else?
That's correct. It's a huge crowd. I mean, it's bringing it all together, and it's all... now we're in a position where we can get people in, get them out. I know traffic was an issue with the previous ownership. That's something Curtis Francois, the owner, is focused on. So we can get you in, we can get you out, and bring those massive crowds together. And it just adds for an incredible experience.
Here's the rundown. So you mentioned the JJ 5K. That's Thursday at 6 o'clock. Friday, Fan Fest, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. They'll have a track walk after that, and they'll have the Truck Series practice Friday at 5. Saturday morning, the NASCAR Cup.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Practice. The music starts. The Cup qualifying is in the morning. It's at 9:15 on Saturday morning. That is super cool. There's nothing wrong with cracking open a beer at 9 in the morning, I'll tell you that. Truck Series at noon. Then the music all night. You got Ludacris at 5, Tim Duggar at 6:30, concerts on the campground as well. Sunday, you open the lots at 6 a.m., Kenny Wallace on stage at 9:30. You've got all kinds of fan zone activities. Brittany Spencer, Adam Wainwright, Big and Rich, Gretchen Wilson, Cowboy Troy, T-Pain, all before the race starts. Riley Green closing it out with a concert, and the green flag at 2:30. Did I get that all right?
You got it right. And, you know, that's the one thing I want to point out for those Cardinal fans. Adam Wainwright, you don't want to miss him in concert. And he's going to be introduced by Kenny Wallace. So telling what may happen with that one.
Oh, man. A lot more boisterous than my introduction of Adam Wainwright at a recent concert, I'll tell you that. Chris, thanks so much. Really appreciate this. Yeah. Thanks for the info and the enthusiasm about your event. It's 2 weeks from today, and good luck with it, and we'll catch up with you real soon.
Talk to you next week.
We're going to talk to him at Indy, as a matter of fact. That's Chris Blair. I'm Tom Ackerman. This has been Sports on a Sunday Morning on KMOX. The Cardinals are next.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.